Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to another wild edition of Vegas Nonstop. We have a pre-4th of July edition of Vegas Nonstop ready for you today. In studio with us today, Hall of Fame referee Joe Cortez, IBF mini flyweight champion DJ Krill, actor, dancer, singer, and all-around international entertainer Adrian Zemed. We have superfan Tom White, and we have national illustrator Neil Portnoy, and working with me as always, running the Goat Rodeo for the last 17 years, the Master of Mayhem, the Wizard of Whoopee, and the Ambassador of Fun, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you, Jeffrey, with the G-Line one. Go ahead.
Woo!
It sounded just as good as the first time.
slightly, yes.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a good week, and thanks for joining us and tuning in. We do have a full house here, and we've got a couple of Cub fans and a couple of Red Sox fans and some boxing fans. And first, we do want to bring Joe out. Joe Cortez is joining us because there was a story in the paper the other day about Joe opening up a Las Vegas Boxing Hall of Fame. I actually brought the article in. So, Joe, that's going to be at the Boulevard Mall, and how did this happen for you?
Well, it's actually the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame Museum is an exhibit for the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. They have Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame has been around since 2013, and they were not able to get a facility, and I was able to sway the owners of the Heads Up Museum at the Boulevard Mall. It's a 3D trick art museum, and they have 50,000 square feet of space. That was actually the JCPenney when they closed out. These guys came in. Tim and Chad that took over this facility, 50,000 square feet. I went in there. They want to do something about me, a mural with a boxing corner on the wall, and give, you know, just be to shake hands with fans. When I saw the facility, they showed me around. I saw this big open space, about 2,000 square feet. I said, what you guys going to do with this space? Well, we don't know yet. I said, how about you guys are celebrating your 22nd anniversary? Your one-year anniversary on the 22nd of June. I said, how about if we do something with the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame? There's a virtual Hall of Fame. They don't have a facility. And nobody does in the whole country. Everybody has a Hall of Fame of New York. Canastota is the International Hall of Fame. But other than that, a state, per se, doesn't have a Hall of Fame. So they're all virtual. So now I sway these guys, my good friends now, Tim and Chad, to set up a location for them. I said, by June 22nd, only 3 weeks away, Joe, they told me. I said, I know 3 weeks away, but can you imagine having the Nevada Hall of Fame opening up, at your one-year anniversary? So they kind of said, June 22nd. They said, Joe, you're pushing it, you know? I said, well, if you can do it, I really appreciate it. And you know what? They said, Joe, because it's you, we're going to make it happen. And 3 weeks later, we opened up this past Saturday, June 22nd. So Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame now has a facility. I'm just like an ambassador from the outside trying to help him out. I was the first inductee in the 2000, the inaugural year of Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. I felt like I had to pay forward and do something to help him out, and I was able to get the museum.
Well, you are the ambassador for boxing. Just like I'm the ambassador of fun. Now, when I read the story, I saw that you were talking about during a mural, and I immediately called our friend Neil Portnoy, who is an illustrator and a sports illustrator who's illustrated boxing, everybody.
Every sport
you can imagine, Neil's already drawn.
Right. Joe, how many people are in the hall?
And at the Boxing Hall of Fame, well, every year they have about 15 individuals that are inducted every year. So they've been there now for 7 years.
So 105.
Yeah. So this coming August 9th, and 10th, the 10th is the induction for the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, and that will be held at the Red Rock Casino and Resort.
Well, we're going to talk, Jonathan. We were talking out in the lobby about getting a visual Hall of Fame, similar to the mural we discussed, but where the inductees would be able to, through sponsorship and branding rights, get an award for being inducted, and a replication of that award would hang permanently on the wall, creating a visual wall and hall of fame. Neat idea.
Cool. Well, yeah. Well, that's how things happen. And then we're walking through the hallway, and Joseph said, oh, we got a boxer out here that's a 5-time world champion, DJ Krill. I said, well, DJ, you busy? Come on in.
I don't know about 5-time world champion.
One-time world champion.
I love how you guys both have the gold gloves around your neck, though. I like that. Good, eh? That's solid. Good. That's solid, bro.
DJ, tell us a little bit about who you are. You told us you've come from South Africa. That's a long way to get to Las Vegas.
Long way from home, man. Just a kid with a dream coming all the way to America, you know? And, yeah, I became a world champion in February.
What are you doing now in Vegas? Are you training? Tell us about your last fight, how you got the title.
Yeah, I'm training with Brandon Woods and Kenny Adams and Bones Adams. And I'm busy working. We working on a fight now. I'm actually thinking about moving up. I won the title in February on the 16th. Yeah, 16th of February.
And that was the mini fly?
Mini fly, yeah.
And how? Just let the listeners know, that's 105 pounds?
105 pounds,
Are you thinking about moving up to where?
108. Yeah,
now, people don't realize that's a big jump up.
It's a jump. Yeah, it's a big jump. But if you think about it, there's not many pounds. Like, I agree, there should only be 8 divisions in boxing.
I asked Joe. I said, how many different weight classes are there? He said, I don't know.
I mean, there's so many divisions. Now, before, there was only, like, there was flyweight, bantamweight, featherweight, lightweight, welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight. That was it.
That was it.
Today, they got mini flyweight, flyweight. They got
they got everything.
Super... bantamweight, they got a super featherweight, they got featherweight, super featherweight, super featherweight, junior lightweight. I mean,
the list goes on.
You want for,
every 2 pounds, you have another division.
And on top of that, you
I want the barbecue shrimp.
I'm amazed, Joe. I'm amazed. I mean, I can go home tonight, have a meal. I can jump up 3 weight classes.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, some of these fighters do put on 10 to 15 pounds overnight when they weigh
in. Sure, when they hydrate.
But you know what? Not only that, but there's 4 sanctioning bodies, 4 major sanctioning bodies. There's more.
IBF, IBC, WBF, WBC?
WBC,
yeah. It's like the alphabet groups out there.
XYZ, 1, 2, 3?
It's all about money, man. That's what it is.
So, DJ, when's your next fight?
So, I was supposed to fight in August. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for the contract and everything. And, yeah, we just working, man. Anything that comes up, I'll always be ready. I work hard in the gym, and yeah, I'm always ready.
Germans are always ready.
How long have you been staying in, living here and training in Las Vegas?
I've been here for 1 year now. Yeah.
And what kind of a change is that coming from Johannesburg to Las Vegas? It must be so different.
It's such a big jump, man. Like, you know, it's a complete different level of boxing coming from South Africa to the United States. This is the place to be, man. This is the heart of all fighting sports.
And it really is, actually. It has become that. Have you seen the UFC facility on the 215
it's
in
Ringo? It's crazy,
man. It's unbelievable, right?
It's unbelievable.
And how many gyms we have and all the fighters that train here.
That's like I said, boxing.
Talking about our UFC, you know, I trained Conor McGregor.
I've heard of that guy.
Everybody heard about it, even my grandmother. I trained McGregor for 5 weeks on the fight that he had with Floyd Mayweather.
He needed that training, obviously.
He did training, making sure he didn't kick off Mayweather.
And most people thought that he actually,
He held himself the first four rounds.
As an MMA fighter, being in the ring with a Hall of Fame fighter.
But you know what? Most of all, he made a cool $100 million on the first pro fight.
I'd jump in and let Floyd hit me for $100 million.
That's it.
I mean, seriously. Now, there's an interesting fight coming up.
Saturday.
Next month, in July, Pacquiao is going to be fighting here.
Keith Thurman.
Yeah, he's going to fight Keith Thurman. Here's what I don't get. Why is Pacquiao still fighting?
Because he's still a good fighter. I mean, he just fought the other day, Adrian Broner, one of the best welterweights out there.
Yeah, I remember.
He took Adrian Broner to school that night. And here he is now fighting Keith Thurman, undefeated, one of the best in the world out there. And you know what? I predict that Manny Pacquiao is going to beat him. How about that?
Well, the Las Vegas books have it almost as a pick'em, so there's not really a huge advantage here for either fighter. Obviously, the experience goes to Manny.
Exactly, experience. And you know what? And I asked him in an interview I did with him with ESPN. I said, how many more fights you got to go? He said, no, how many more years? I'm going about 2 or 3 more years.
He's
got
to be almost 40,
yeah,
no?
Yeah. He's an amazing fighter who has so much talent. He's loved by his country, Filipinos. They come out here in thousands, the groves. I mean, they just come out to follow him. They really love
Manny
Pacquiao.
He has a huge following. What about all the people out there that say he's only doing it for the money, for another paycheck, for a whatever?
I don't know. I think Manny just can't stop fighting. He's passionate for boxing. There are fighters like DJ here. It's a passion they have. It's in their blood. They can't get it out of. They don't know when to quit. However, he's not taking a pounding. I mean, he got knocked out by.
He gets hit a lot. He's one of those guys that takes a lot of punches.
And I hope that the years on the line, he's not walking on his heels. But Manny Pacquiao, when he got knocked out pretty bad by a woman in Market,
I was at that fight.
And Kenny Bailey
was
a referee.
He dropped him hard.
I mean, he went down like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, and he stayed down.
Yeah, he stayed down. He said, good night, sweet prince, for a while there.
I know.
And, you know, we said, wow, he should retire then. Here we are like 6-7 years later. He's still welterweight champion of the world.
Well, everyone thought that after the Floyd fight, he was going to call it an end, and then he had a labrum injury or something, and then I couldn't believe that he was still going out there for fight after fight.
And people, one of the questions I asked him in his last fight, is there this winning, beating Adrian Broner, is there a possibility you and Floyd Mayweather? He said, well, we're willing to negotiate. But, you know, you never know. Will the people buy it?
I think listen, I guess the promoters are always going to promote a fight where they think they can make money and get eyeballs.
Yeah, and if there's a rematch, I'm sure all of us will be watching it. That's for sure.
We've got Boxing Hall of Fame referee Joe Cortez in studio. Joe's got his own show called Fair But Firm on Facebook Live on Mondays at 11, or I'm sorry, at 1 p.m. and on Tuesdays at noon. Joe, what else do you want to tell us about this Boxing Hall of Fame? Is it going to be open to the public?
It's open to the public. You can buy your tickets online and you go to the Heads Up Museum. Actually, Heads Up.
With a Z.
Yeah, Heads Up with Vegas. .com. You can purchase your tickets online there for the museum. I mean, and you can also see the Trick Art Museum is unbelievable. And I'm just, like I said, I'm an ambassador. I'm an inductee of the Nevada Hall of Fame.
Right.
But I finally got him my house.
Now, you and I were talking the other day about Golden Gloves, and several of us are from different cities, and I don't know how it was in Boston, but certainly in Chicago, we'd go to Golden Gloves every Friday.
We did, too.
Every Friday they'd have Golden Gloves. Right? Yeah. How come there's Golden Gloves isn't strong here in Las Vegas or Nevada?
They have a Golden Glove tournament once a year. And in Chicago, you have AAU fights. There are a lot of Golden Glove fighters. I remember when I went to Chicago, and my brother Mike and I, we ended up winning the National Golden Glove Championships at the old Chicago Stadium. And I took it as a bantamweight.
And I asked you if you were able to smell the Stockyards back then.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it was a great year. It was 1961. It feels like it was a couple of years ago. And it's amazing. The Golden Gloves is something that really is good for anybody. Now they have the females involved with boxing. They also have Golden Glove Championship for the females. But I think that Golden Gloves is a good way to get yourself. I'm a product of the Boys Club of New York. I was born and raised there in Spanish Harlem. And if I didn't go into the Golden Gloves and became a member of the Police Athletic League and the Boys Club of New York, who knows where I'd be today. Boxing really was a great opening.
Yeah, it's great for the kids.
Absolutely. It's a great discipline. It teaches them values and It's all sports are wonderful, but boxing in particular is so disciplined, and it takes a lot of these kids off the streets where they don't have to buy a lot of equipment, they don't have to travel far, they can just go to their local gym, throw on a pair of gloves, and get in the ring and learn how to throw it out.
One of the things about boxing, I say to parents, is that it teaches them confidence level, the self-esteem, but definitely the discipline that goes along with it.
And the responsibility. It's also very calming, actually. When you're not in the ring, you feel very good about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in the ring, it's not that calming. Yeah. Boxing Hall of Fame referee, Jorge. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here at 920. The game, stay right where you are.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late.
Hey everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Hot weather and the, oh my God, it's hot. Summer weather's arrived. And we're cooling off over at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, where the drinks are flowing. And the boobs are showing.
Ooh, that's a low blow.
Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties, and Sapphire Pool and Day Club's one of the best. If you're in Vegas, drive on over and visit us. We're there every Friday, noon to 2. And the day spot's connected to the world-famous Sapphire Gentlemen's Club with hundreds of the most beautiful women in the world and a few ugly ones. Here's what's happening this weekend. Sir Paul McCartney's over at the T-Mobile Arena. Tickets are available, I think, for $1 million plus handling fees. I think that's the going rate. I think it's $1 million right now. Legendary bluesman John Mayall's in town. Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, rock out with all their hit songs Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And I'm guessing they have to rest Steven Tyler's voice. That's why it's like Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
I would imagine.
Tickets start at only $75 for Aerosmith. Saturday, 10 p.m., cigar-smoking, scotch-loving comedian Ron White performs his special brand of stand-up comedy at the Mirage. Saturday, 8 p.m., British metal pioneers Judas Priest and Uriah Heep provide pyrotechnics and firepower at the Joint and Hard Rock. Tickets start at only $49. Yeah. Are you a Judas Priest fan?
Not really, but no? That was like 100 years ago.
All right. Well,
they're on the senior tour.
Some of it, that's right. There's a senior
I guess,
golfer.
Listen, if Aerosmith and Steven Tyler are still
Steven
out there.
Steven Tyler's 71 or 72.
They were before Judas Priest.
That's the senior tour.
It's unbelievable.
Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday through July 15th at 8 o'clock. Summer, Super Summer Theater at the Spring Mountain Ranch State Park present my favorite Shakespeare play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Under the Stars. Tickets are only $15. Sunday, 8 p.m., catch the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp All-Star Counselor Band with our friend Jason Ebbs over at Vinyl at Hard Rock Hotel. Also Saturday, 8:30 p.m., return to L.A. Sunset Strip with Faster Pussycat and Bang Tango at Counts Vamped on West Sahara. It's a great place to see a rock show. Tickets are only $12 in advance and $17 at the door. Saturday night, 7 p.m., Kelly Clinton Holmes and Lisa Fiorello star in the First Ladies of Las Vegas show at Alexis Park, combining sketch comedy and music. And our friend Lisa Gay, jazz vocalist Lisa Gay, is there Saturday, 9 p.m. in Lisa's living room. Tickets are available at TicketKite.com, like Go Fly a Kite, with a local special for Lisa's living room priced at only $24.95. It includes your first beer, wine, or well drink. The local's promo code is LV, like Las Vegas Jazz, LV Jazz. July 5th, lots going on July 5th, man. That's the start of the NBA Summer League. But we're gonna be at Sapphire's today, pool. But Chris Claremont is starring in Me and BB, a tribute to the great BB King, who was a Henderson resident here in Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale for all of these shows at TicketKite.com. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, is still appearing at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. I be thinking. George Wallace, one of the best stand-up comics, a friend of the show. If you've never seen George, go see George Wallace. Our movie pick of the week is The Dead Don't Die, starring Bill Murray, Adam Driver, and Steve Buscemi, who to me has already looked dead for quite a while, and Tilda Swinton. And for some reason, I just like saying Tilda Swinton. Directed by Jim Jarmusch. I don't like most zombie movies, Jeffrey. Do you?
I try to cut down on that myself.
Yeah, but this one's kind of quirky. Kind of quirky.
The Dead Won't
zombie.
Die?
Well, yeah, we have Bill Murray.
A comedic zombie movie?
A comedic, well, what was that other one with Woody Harrelson? Tom?
Zombieland.
Zombieland. I think there was Zombieland 2, isn't it?
And Zombieland 2 is in production now, yes.
There you go. Jeffrey, with the G, some restaurants have extended their restaurant week specials until July 5th.
Correct.
To benefit Three Square Food Bank, offering special menus from $20 to $80. For a complete list of those participating restaurants, go to helpoutdineoutlv.org. Helpoutdineoutlv.org. We went to Mon Ami Gabi the other day, best girlfriend ever and I, and had the lunch for $20. Three course.
And you sat on the patio, you saw the fountains at the Bellagio.
We stayed inside on the air conditioning. We've done all that before.
No, Chef Vincent does a great job at Mon Ami, classic French bistro food, whether you want the mussels, the steak frit, whatever you want.
Palmer's steak has
the best.
The best deal.
For $50.
$50, a three-course steak dinner.
10-ounce strip, half
two
a lobster.
Two of my favorite words in a sentence, bottomless wine.
Bottomless wine for $50, exactly.
Visit our website at VegasNonstop.com. Check out our new T-shirts. We've got new Vegas Nonstop T-shirts after 9 years. We finally have T-shirts.
I'm sorry, what?
I know. We've got Vegas Nonstop T-shirts.
Where do I sign up for one?
Go to VegasNonstop.com if you would listen.
Jonathan, I'm an extra large.
Yeah, I think you've been dieting. I'd say 2X for you, really, Tom. We have tickets available for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men. And you can enter our weekly ticket giveaway at Vegas Nonstop. And also, you can listen to us on the Roku channel, which is called Primetime, and iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and, of course, our website. So that's it for the announcements. Back to boxing and what's going
on. I've got a question for DJ. Having lived in the States and Vegas now for a year, how have you adapted to our food here? Have you found any good biltong?
Have you seen how my stomach looks yet?
Yeah, I know.
No, I haven't found
what's
no biltong.
What's biltong?
It's jerky.
It's a South African jerky. It's amazing, though.
How did you know that?
I'm in the food business.
In the food business. No, it's great, man. Yeah? Like, biltong is
I know,
is
legit.
Really good. Yeah.
I know.
I think on the T-shirts for the champ here, boys small.
Really small, extra small,
extra
man.
Small.
No, I'm saying, have you found like American food that you love, or like when you're not training and you're not watching your weight that you can just go
hamburgers,
and
hamburgers, right?
It's Carl's Jr., man.
Not
Carl's Jr. Not only did he find hamburgers,
In and Out.
He's got a favorite.
I like that. I like Carl's Jr. too.
I like
that'll
Carl's
take
Jr.
him right up to the next weight class.
I like their video commercials for Carl's Jr. I think they've got the hottest video commercials of anybody.
Yeah, Carl's Jr. Man, I'd say that's the best for me.
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure, man.
Okay. So what do you miss most about South African food?
Our food, yeah, like you said, biltong. Yeah. We eat a lot of game.
Yeah?
Yeah, of my family, they hunt.
Like
and
antelope
things.
And...
Yeah, that's a, well, yeah, like eland, Kudu, everything.
Wow.
Everything.
What's Kudu?
We eat everything.
What's Kudu. Elon and Kudu?
So Kudu is, yeah, like I say, we hunt. It's a buck.
Yeah.
It's a buck, yeah.
It's like our version of a venison or a deer.
That's it, yeah. Like a deer, yeah.
Yeah. It's got horns.
Got horns, yeah. That's it. It's got big horns. Yeah.
Do you have to cut the horns off before you eat it, or what happens?
They're a little tough.
They're little horns.
They're a little horny is what they are.
They're definitely charged with the horns.
Exactly.
Joe, what's new in the sport of boxing? Is there anything that's new?
Well, you know, of course, you know, the glamour division is the heavyweight
the
division.
The heavyweight boys.
And the heavyweight division, everybody says, you know, what's happening with the heavyweight division?
Ruiz.
Well, you know, it was Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder. You know, those are the
Tyson Fury.
Those are the big names out there. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder ended up getting he got lucky. He got a draw against Tyson Fury. I mean, he had Fury down in the 12th round. It looked like he was out for sure. And referee Jack Reese started counting over him. But he said five. Like, Tyson Fury, like, woke up. He was, like, asleep and woke up and finished up the 12th round, ended up with a draw. And still with that knockdown, a lot of fans thought that Tyson Fury wanted to fight. When his stocks went up, Bob Arum from Top Rank signed him up for, I think it was, 90 million pounds. And
really?
Yeah, and so the guy, yeah, his stocks went up, even though he got a draw. Now they're waiting for the rematch against Deontay Wilder. Then, of course, Anthony Joshua, who claims to be another Muhammad Ali. I said, come on, please. The guy just starting out. How can you, some fans compare him to Muhammad Ali? You know, he's a good-looking guy. That's about it. And he got some style. He's got muscle. He's like a Hercules. But you know what? When he got hit on the chin by Anthony...
we saw what he was made of.
By Andy Ruiz, you saw that he had no muscles on the chin. He got hit.
I think it was
down.
Also his first fight outside the UK,
yeah,
in New York City, in MSG, under the biggest spotlight, as you know.
Yeah, the Mecca. Because
you've
boxing.
Been to the Mecca.
Yeah.
And he crumbled.
He crumbled.
He
like,
didn't want no more of that.
He like gave up. People said, what happened to him? There were all kinds of excuses that he got hurt while training. He got knocked out while training. He came in as damaged goods.
He had
all kinds of depression. He was here, a panic attack, anxiety attack in the dressing room.
I'm having one now.
You know, and I can tell you one thing is that the Anthony Joshua now got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what mistake they made and try to come back. Andrew Ruiz looked like Humpty Dumpty. You know, he was like a big guy. I looked at him.
But he just kept coming.
Yeah, but you know what? All these weeks before the fight, I said, Anthony's really going to get knocked out for sure. But then I started watching some videotapes of him in his last couple of fights.
And what did you see?
And I said, wait a minute. This guy got the style just right to beat Anthony Joshua. And sure enough.
Because of what?
Because of his style, his speed, his punching power. I said,
oh, you know he hits hard.
He looks like he's out of shape, but the guy's in better shape than most fighters. He could go the distance with no problem, 12 rounds. And so you saw what happened that night.
He took him seven that night.
He was an 11-1 underdog.
At least, I
remember when Mike Tyson fought Buster Douglas.
Oh yeah,
Douglas was 40-1 underdog. He knocked out Mike Tyson. So that was the surprise knockout of the year.
Similar kind of situation, right? Tyson goes to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Wasn't training. Didn't take a guy like Douglas seriously.
Right.
Next thing you know, he's on the ground looking for his mouthpiece.
Yeah, and that's how happens in boxing. Anything can happen. That's why I tell DJ here, keep your guards up at all times.
Yeah.
Protect yourself at all times, because you never know what's coming.
Hall of Fame referee Joe Curtis, what was the most exciting boxing match that you ever refereed in the ring?
You know, one that always stands out a lot, but there's been several. I did close to 180 world championship fights.
Wow.
And my dream was only to do one. And of course, that was Aaron Pryor and Miguel Montilla back in 82. But of course, one of the great fights I loved doing was Roberto Duran.
Oh, yeah.
Winning the middleweight championship.
The Hitman.
Against Iran Barkley.
Yeah.
Against Iran Barkley. Barkley was in his prime. Duran was 35 years old. They say he don't have a shot. He got knocked out by the Hitman Tommy Hearns.
By Hearns,
a while before that. And the people say he don't have a chance against this young, talented Iran Barkley.
You had five world-class fighters in the middleweight division, including Hagler.
Yeah, exactly.
And Sugar Ray.
Oh, Sugar Ray, Hagler.
The Hitman.
What made that the most exciting fight for you to referee?
It went 12 rounds. It went the distance. Every round got better and better. If you guys want to watch it on YouTube, Roberto Duran against Iran the Blade Barkley, and you can see what a fight it was. It was one of the most memorable.
What year was that?
It was about 1989.
Yeah.
A couple of years back.
We're going to look it up. We're going to look it up. Fair but firm on Mondays and Tuesdays. Joe Curtis. an ambassador to the new Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. I want to thank you for coming in the studio. DJ Krill.
DJ Krill, man. Good luck.
Great to be here.
We're for you, man. You're invited back anytime. 100%. Keep us posted. Stay in touch. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Stop here at 920 The Game. Also available on iHeartTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, and at a theater near you. And joining us in studio, my co-host for the last 9 years, Jeffrey with a G-Line 1. Go ahead.
Hello, hello.
And we've got a new addition, actor, singer, dancer, and all-around Cubs fan, Adrian Zemet.
Adrian Zemet is here.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah. Now, I hear his kids are doing really well.
Yeah, extremely well. In
fact, the Zemet brothers.
They are coming to the Smith Center September 7th. They're doing two performances of their big hit show, The Everly Brothers Experience.
And, you know, when I saw them do it, it was almost like it was probably like a workshop for them back when they, like 2 years ago already.
You literally saw that the very first time they did it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty much the first time here in Las Vegas
that they ever.
They've been booked. They average about over 200 gigs a year. They just finished an international tour.
What was the name of their group?
The Jenks.
The Jenks. I can never remember.
That was the indie rock version of what they were doing. And they're still actually going to be doing that. But this is making money. And thank you, God, they're making money as musicians. Thank you. Thank
love
you.
That.
Finally.
Love that.
But they have two shows, September 7th, a matinee at 3 and another one at 7. And I think Daddy is going to make a guest appearance with them and sing a couple of songs.
No
Daddy
way.
On stage? Yeah.
Where
actually,
is
what's really great, Smith Center.
Wow.
Smith Center, September 7th. And it's really a great thrill for me because when they were kids, they grew up backstage on Broadway national tours with me, and most of that was the Grease tour, which lasted 5 years. They were backstage. So
you hold the record for more performances of Grease
than anybody in the history of the show. But I introduced them to this 50s music back then, and now here they are. They're doing it, and they used to harmonize with me in the dressing rooms while I would vocalize and stuff. It was just a natural thing that they do this. So I'm really excited, especially, being a dad, that they're going to come here and, headline at the Smith Center,
Neil
which
Portnoy,
is Myron's Cabaret.
Can you name
Cabaret.
A Everly Brothers hit song?
No, but that's not what I was raising my hand for. I mean, it's a thrill when your kids go full circle and they're making daddy proud. It's a thrill.
It's
you
crazy.
Had your stepson...
My stepson's
Sapphire Topless Pool.
Yeah, I know. I made an appearance.
Where the booze was flowing and
the boobs were showing. It's stuck in my head now. Thank you, Jonathan.
Where the booze is flowing and the boobs are showing. Right. At Sapphire Day Pool.
I actually couldn't pick out my favorite there. I had a number of them. They came in pairs.
All of them
Trust
are your
me,
favorite.
They came in pairs.
The crazy thing is that they call me and they text me and say, hey, Dad, we're backstage at blah, blah, blah. And they were 4 and 8 when they were first there at the same time. And there's a poster with my signature on it and stuff. And they remember every square inch of every theater.
Did you ever play the Chicago Theater? You must have.
Not the Chicago Theater, the Schubert. Mostly the Schubert.
Because the Chicago Theater was a thing to sign the wall.
Right.
And
that
was amazing to see the people that signed Chicago.
You know,
yes, Tom White.
Adrian, you know, we have a theatrical background and we have mutual friends.
Yes, yes.
In
but
the
Bruce
theater.
Bruce Wine and a good friend of mine I did Chicago with.
Tom, weren't you in La Cage aux Folles?
I was not in that, no.
Adrian was.
when my kids were little. And the tours would come through. 9 times out of 10, I had a friend in the show.
Yeah.
So we always got to go backstage. They always got the full tours. When we'd go to see a show, and they'd say, are we going backstage, Daddy? I'm going, no, I don't know when anyone this show.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean we can't go backstage?
Yeah.
I really want to go backstage, Dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. This is like a regular thing now. I just did Middletown. A couple months ago.
No.
Oh, you saw it. Oh, great. Thank you. Actually, we just finished the third incarnation of it, and now they're booking.
Has it changed much?
No. It's just fine tuning. Mainly fine tuning as moments that work, moments that don't work, and you just try to fix it and stuff. But now they're booking it. They're either going to sit it down for a while and then do a tour after that. So they're in the process of booking. But I was just at the Smith Center, and my boys are going to play the Smith Center, you know, in a couple of months. So it's kind of cool. We're now following each other on stage. You know,
that's terrific.
Dad's 150 years old at this point, and my kids are doing
performing.
It. So it's exciting. So please, folks, go to the Smith Center, Myron's Cabaret on September 7th. Yeah, I guarantee it's a fantastic show.
We used to do stuff like that where I would have friends touring just in front of me or behind me, and we would leave little notes in the theater.
I do that all the time because I knew when a company was coming through and stuff like that. One little thing with our Joe Cortez and the Boxing Hall of Fame in Nevada and stuff, I wanted to mention two things. The Screen Actors Guild is now implementing a weight class for actors. And I'm working my way up. I just had a 24 Krispy Kremes. I'm working my way up to too fat to be a teen idol now, called weight class, is what I'm working my way up. So that's one thing
that
is coincidental that I'm working on in terms of training. And
what about SAG eligible? Does that matter?
There's also a show in town by two gals that's called 50 Pounds from Stardom. So.
Yeah.
And that I actually have sung. I am associated with the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame. They do an induction every year, and I'm very good friends with a judge who is now in the Hall of Fame. His name is Corey Santos, and his family asks me to sing the national anthem. So I pretty much whenever I'm in town, I sing the national anthem at the induction at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame.
That's
so I actually know a lot of these guys.
A lot of performers
don't
want to sing the national anthem. Our friend Clint Holmes is one of them.
And
July 5th, Clint and I are going to the NBA Summer League, and Clint's going to be singing America the Beautiful.
I'll get it.
Excuse me.
It's time to get up.
I've got a call.
Time to wake up.
Jonathan's not available right now. Can I take a message?
I'm in a meeting.
Jonathan Scott, line one. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in a meeting. Anyway, our Cubs are doing well.
Yeah, we got two guys in the All-Star game, Baez and Contreras, and we're doing okay. I still think our pitching needs to step up.
I like that you mentioned
if we're
going to
really go somewhere.
You mentioned Myron Martin, and his name popped up that he's watching.
Oh, cool, Myron! I got to call you, talk to you about Middletown and my boys coming in.
I'll
give you a call, Myron.
Myron tricked us one time. He said, you know, you don't know this, but I've got a baseball background. I played for the Rangers. I said, well, why don't you come on the show? He played the organ for the Rangers.
Yes, I remember that. I was here when you guys
were that day?
I was here that day, yeah.
So you guys as Cub fans, you're happy with the Cubs right now? You think this team has legs to it? They're going to go somewhere? Are they going to win their division?
I'm hoping that maybe this kid could be there's a new
kid
that they just came, Alzolay.
Okay.
He's their number one. He's their number one prospect right now.
Okay.
He came up, did a middle relief. It was stellar. It won his first game when he started.
Okay.
I'm hoping that maybe he can. He's for real. But he's young. He's
right
extremely
hander,
young.
Left-hander. What is he?
By the way, he was just named to the Futures Game All-Star at the All-Star Game.
Yeah. So, but we still need somebody, in my opinion. Our pitching isn't quite all there.
To me, I'll be honest, and you can relate. Remind me a lot of the Red Sox.
It's half the Red Sox team, right?
But I'm just saying, they're so Jekyll and Hyde. They'll go on a run where they'll win 8 out of 10, and then they'll tank the next 10. Then it's like,
you know what it is, Jeffrey.
Although your pitching is a lot better off than ours. It's our middle relief.
You know what it is, Jeffrey. I think it's hunger. You know,
I agree.
After a while, right now the Cubs are in that mode. When they won the World Series, it was because the year before, they didn't quite get there.
They got so close.
So they were really hungry the year they won the World Series.
Correct.
This now they know they're talented enough to win it again.
But they don't have the fire.
But they play enough to be in close to first. But I blame and then they're going to turn it on after the All-Star
break. I agree with you, but I blame that on Madden. Like, where is Joe Madden in there firing these kids up, saying, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Schwarber.
Yeah, it's not Bryant and Rizzo that made the All-Star team this year. It's Baez and Contreras.
Because those kids are hungry. They're young still.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. But the veterans have to lead. And I said this to Neil coming in. This Red Sox team just doesn't have any fire to them. Even Mookie and Benintendi and Jackie Bradley.
There's no Dustin Pedroia. There's nobody in that clubhouse.
Yeah, or David Ortiz.
There's nobody in the clubhouse.
Or even a Veritek or a...
Correct. And that's the missing ingredient.
There's like no captain
that's
going in.
Your star is Mookie Betts.
Yeah, but he isn't
Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but they don't have the fire. They're not leaders. They're good players.
I get it. I do and I don't. I don't know.
You know, I guess managers feel that with the contracts that these people are getting and the kids who are hungry who want those big contracts,
so
that you can say they should motivate themselves. And they should, because they're professional athletes. And they should come up and every day and play 100% every single day. And I'm sure they do, but it's still a mental game.
You know, this happens in every sport. Once you win... It's really hard. That's why there's so few teams that repeat.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
for sure.
In every sport, once you win it, there's the edge is taken away, and there are very few guys. I mean, Brady being one of them.
I was going to say,
obviously.
Look at Brady and Belichick for 20 years.
Yeah, and they just he wakes up hungry every morning.
Every morning.
So do I.
But you got to see him at the off-season workouts. Right now, the guy is in the best shape of his life.
But has there ever been another player like Tom Brady?
He threw a ball the other day 61 miles an hour, which is faster than Mahomes threw a ball all year last year. How do you do that at 43?
Drugs.
With six rings. I mean,
no, it's his wife, actually.
You would think the rings would just weigh his hand down, just if nothing else.
It's his wife, really, is what motivates him. Because that's what motivates me to get up every morning from me.
Speaking of baseball, I love a guy like...
In more ways than one, it gets you up in the morning.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Sometimes somebody else gets up before I do, but...
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. Here at 9:20.
Are we back at Sapphire? Are we back at Sapphire?
These guys think that we're just sitting around having beer.
Just as I get wind in my sails, time to anchor.
Jeffrey with a G. Adrian Zemed, we're going to take a short commercial break and come back with more Vegas Nonstop. Stay where you is.
I was thinking about it today.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Available on our Roku channel, Primetime, and iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and, of course, on our website, Vegas Nonstop, where we've got our new Vegas Nonstop T-shirts available. Here's a question for you guys. Does anybody know a baby who's at crawling age? We've got 8 openings to watch the Pelicans baby race at NBA Summer League. We need your help. What? We need crawlers to be part of one of the crowd's favorite halftimes, the baby race, held on center court.
Are you asking for babies to crawl on the court?
On the court, July 6th, 4:30 p.m. at one of the biggest games of the NBA Summer League. Baby Race is covered live on ESPN and NBA TV. Last year, it received 3 million views on social.
I'm just curious, if your wife calls you a baby, do I qualify?
baby, you don't crawl. No. Baby Crawl Race, NBA Summer League. Drop us a note at Vegas Nonstop. You can drop us a note there. It's going to be at the Thomas and Mack Arena, and time will be 4:30 p.m. Lakers versus Clippers. You can stay and watch Zion and the New Orleans Pelicans. And it's on TV. Great video. Free family tickets. Free prizes for all babies. Exclusive baby gifts. And on live television. So if you've got a crawling baby and you want to go to the basketball game for NBA Summer League, go to our website at VegasNonstop.com and we will hook you up.
Do they crawl on a mat? Are they on the hardwood? These kids could get hurt, John.
Not my problem.
I was seeing today, speaking of the summer leagues, they're going to be doing a couple of innovations this year. They're going to allow coaches challenges.
Let's make the games longer and less.
They're experimenting with
it.
Yeah.
For summer league?
Yeah. And then they're also putting a chip in the ball And they're going to have some kind of, it sounded like they're going to have some kind of blue line thing like they used to do in hockey, but I'm hoping that it's
for television.
Yes.
Doesn't do anything in the arena.
Oh, no.
There's a camera in the ball?
No, a chip. So that the cameras can follow it with an infrared blue line, which failed miserably in the NHL when passive fans said we can't follow the puck on TV.
Can we have any parent challenges in a baby crawl?
That's awesome.
I don't know. Those are all good questions for my friend Carol Hattar, who has put it together. And we're going to be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll be back on the
I'm afraid
Friday.
That the parents are going to riot like in that little league game, you know? My baby was faster than yours.
There's going to be different weight classes and everything. Yeah, right.
They're going to have parent challenges in the crawl as well. So
I don't think they will.
They'll be able to go to the replay.
I don't know. But it's going to be, the first couple of games are already sold out. They are already sold out for NBA Summer League. Last year, there was close to 150,000 people there.
I'm sure they'll surpass it this year, given that Carol and her team have all the NBA teams here this year, as opposed to a few in Orlando. They're all going to be in Vegas.
They're all going to be there. We're going to be there.
That's big for Vegas, man.
It's huge.
That's huge.
It's just another event.
It's really grown.
Especially in a time of year when we're normally very quiet.
Is that what Vegas is becoming now instead of a gambling town?
Yes.
Is it a sports town?
Yes. Where you can gamble, go to the show, and have a great restaurant.
You know what it's becoming? It's becoming family entertainment. And Caesars and MGM Properties are pushing that now. Look at all the comedians now, the magicians, the Cirque type shows.
But my my rebuttal to that is, 10 years ago, they tried to make Vegas into a family place. Everybody put in roller coasters. They put in Ferris wheels. Sure. They put in all that stuff. And it failed miserably because families don't spend money on gambling.
It's a different kind of entertainment. It's not Disney World.
Well, here's the thing also, this e-gaming, MGM built the whole place at Luxor. I don't know anybody that goes there.
I know a ton of people that
Jared
go there.
Jared goes there. Is it cool? I mean, do you like it?
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
You're okay. And if you're sitting in a stand watching a guy pressing a bunch of buttons.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's better than me.
And he wants to learn how to
get
better.
Seriously.
100%. I've got a brother-in-law that lives and dies by this. And a good buddy of mine from LA, his son is one of the sportscasters for this thing out of Europe.
Listen, you don't even, by the way, Adrian, you don't have to go to the stadium. Go on Twitch. Go to an app called Twitch and watch how many thousands and tens of thousands of people are watching other gamers how to play Fortnite, how to play this, how to play that, how to get better. So he becomes a better player watching.
Wow.
True. Fortnite and Halo and...
I need to join this millennium.
Every time we get together, we have this discussion about entertainment and the future of entertainment.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it right here.
I mean,
and it's kind of scary.
Don't we have any more shows coming out?
Tom and I are collaborating on a naked wrestling show.
Sports.
Nude wrestling, the musical.
That's terrible.
It's true.
This is where the show's going. Funny, crawling babies
but it is,
and nude wrestlers.
It is, it's a phenomenon.
I'm just blown away.
Jeffrey, usually I wait until the last minute to ask you. So I'm going to ask you in advance, do you have any picks for this weekend? For Saturday, Sunday?
Well, I do. Obviously, the big baseball game going on in the UK are the Red Sox and the Yankees, and I'm all over, and I told Neil this. He could take the Yankees for both games. I think they're going to crush the Red Sox in London.
What's it pay?
For today's game, which is the first game of the series, you have Porcello against Tanaka. The Yankees are minus 135. I can't tell you what Sunday's line is going to be, but I got to figure that based on the pitching matchup, the Yankees will probably be favored by about the same. On another sports note, I'd like to tip our hats to the Women's World Cup team who beat France yesterday in France, the host country, 2-1 with Megan Rapinoe scoring. Rapinoe, I'm sorry. I even asked you. With Megan Rapinoe scoring both goals to send the U.S. onto the semifinals. So congratulations, women. You did a great job out there representing our country.
And she can now go to the White House, right?
Yeah, I know. Can you believe there are people that are rooting for them to win because of her comments?
I know. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous.
But so that's your pick? Is the Yankees?
I like the Yankees over the Red Sox this weekend. I do. Yeah.
And soccer?
I guess Argentina's going to be playing not Spain because we knocked off Spain.
Is it England in it?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. So, listen, here in the U.S., we don't follow anyone but our team, so we know that we beat the host country today.
So, Jeffrey, I just want to mention that in my fantasy baseball league, you're holding pretty solid onto fourth place here.
I've been there.
I'm quite impressed.
I've been there all season, but I'm in that 2-3.
Mookie's Monsters.
I'm in that 2-3-4 range, but then number one is so far of everyone else.
Yeah, they're at 102. You're at 76.
And what's 2-3?
2-3 is 89 and 80.
Yeah, so 80, I'm with 10 points of those guys, but... I'm trying. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. I've been crawling out of the
it's
cellar
tough,
all
man,
season.
With this once a week schedule. I don't like it.
You don't like it? I love it.
Because
I have a life.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
I'll just say I'm better at multitasking.
Greece is the word.
Speaking of Greece, I am. We're just figuring in on a date. Kenny Davidson, our friend, the piano player who does Mondays Dark. He just did the Beatles thing. I am going to host a Greece 2 night at the Tuscany coming up in August. It should be a pretty
Danny
fun night.
Zuko again.
Fantastic. I'll be telling Greece stories, and everybody's going to be singing songs from both of the shows.
From Greece 1 and Greece 2?
Yeah.
Look at Jared's face.
What's the over and under?
He doesn't even know what it means.
He doesn't know what Greece is.
He doesn't know what Greece
Kenny.
Is.
That's a great
Greece
picture,
is
Kenny.
The word. If I said ONJ, he wouldn't know what ONJ would be, right?
ONJ?
Olivia Newton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Does anyone call her ONJ?
They do.
Some people do, I guess. Yeah.
Because Olivia Newton-John is just too much to say.
Hey, can I?
We call her Liv.
Do you?
Yeah.
We talked about Middletown earlier.
I think you need a drink first.
No, it's these allergies in Vegas. When I first saw the show.
Middletown?
Yeah, it was so quiet at points of the show that you could drop a needle and hear it. People were tearing up. People were laughing. It was one of the best.
Well, thank
shows
you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
great.
That.
Cindy
you know,
Williams was
it,
great.
It's one of those
Don
shows
Most
that
great.
Takes you by surprise.
Dee Dee. I never saw Dee Dee before, and she was fabulous.
She was wonderful, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it, the last time we just did it was in Wilmington, Delaware, a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And Dee Dee switched over to the other role, the best friend role, and Sally Struthers was playing my wife in that version of it. And for an actor, it was really exciting. For me to just get all of the different energies,
well,
and
you're sounding
it was
like
just
you're
really
William when we Shatner saw, there for a
yes,
minute.
Yes, I did.
You're sounding like William
like
Shatner.
Bill, and we're working on a couple of projects right now with his production company. And actually, he just and got you know, congratulations to Bill. His production company just got the green light to do the LAPD Untold Stories. So actually, I will be involved with that too.
You will?
Narrating.
Didn't we just see that
like
on
that.
The OJ miniseries?
Kinda.
If you haven't seen that, that was a 3-night epic show. That was unbelievable.
OJ in the
unbelievable.
News.
Brings back a lot of memories, especially as it pertains to sport. I remember sitting there watching the Knicks and the Rockets in the NBA Finals, and we're breaking away to OJ and AC on the freeway.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
The funny thing about that, too, was it was the basketball game and OJ up in the corner for the first 10 minutes, and suddenly it was the OJ and the game is up in the corner. And every bar in town, we were in Napa, as a matter of fact, walking down the street, and every bar in town had it up on
us. Yeah, there it is.
Speaking of OJ, he's on the screen right now.
Everything's cosmic today.
Words.
I don't know.
So weird.
You mentioned OJ, and there he is on TV.
I was living in Atlantic City at the time. And I was sitting on the couch. It was nighttime, obviously, watching the game, and they broke right in the middle. I mean,
and I was in L.A. at the time, so it was just the
what?
Nothing.
Did he do it?
Didn't do it?
Did he do
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
I have a different theory.
That might be.
You also think Paul McCartney's dead?
Well, he is dead. That's not the real Paul McCartney. We're not going. We're not going to
address
that.
That's crazy.
I didn't. What I didn't realize
I
about
there.
O.J. more than anything, because
been nice, nothing but nice.
I didn't realize what a phenomenon he was at USC even before he left.
Yeah.
And the Hollywood and the glitz and the glamour. Like, he was the golden child before he ever went on to play for the Bills.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was blown away just by his sheer celebrity prior to that.
He has quite a life here in Las Vegas. He's got he's on radio.
He's
got
Summerlin.
Blogs.
He's at Boca Park.
He's Boca
smoking
Park.
Cigars.
He's
hanging out at Kona
cigars.
Grill.
He golfs every day.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
What a life, you know?
I don't want to see this.
Well, the clock
this.
On the wall said it's time to wrap this baby up. I want to thank our guests, of course.
Absolutely.
Boxing Hall of Fame referee, Joe Cortez, for coming in.
DJ boxing, lightweight, flyweight, whatever the weight he was, DJ Creel.
No, don't say that. It was a mini flyweight.
Mini flyweight. Correct. I'd like to order the mini flyweight.
Otherwise known as a straw weight.
Do they have a maxi
singer,
flyweight?
Dancer.
Which is 105
a maxi
pounds.
Pad. Illustrator Neil Portnoy. You could find him at idrawpeople.com. Tom White, you could find him at Sapphire Day Pool, topless. Kent Brett is at noon. Jeffrey with a G at a restaurant near you.
You could find Mike, me mongering with fish.
Sharon, like, go to the website and again order one of those new T-shirts that's available at VegasNonstop.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Jonathan Scott saying eat well and party hard, my friends. Thank you.